Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Monetary and Fiscal History of the United States, 1961 to 2021, penned by Alan S. Blinder, meticulously charts the voyage of the United States through turbulent monetary and fiscal seas over six eventful decades. Beginning in the post-JFK era and traveling through numerous economic upheavals, policy shifts, and financial crises up to the recent times of the COVID-19 pandemic, Blinder provides an expansive overview of how monetary and fiscal policies have intertwined to shape the economic destiny of the nation. Through this comprehensive analysis, readers are offered insights into the complexities of policymaking, the challenges of navigating economic downturns, and the strategies employed to foster growth and stability. The book's richly detailed narrative serves not only as a historical record, but also as a critical analysis of the effectiveness and consequences of policy decisions over a period marked by significant transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the evolution of monetary policy. Blinder's exploration into the evolution of monetary policy over 60 years provides a detailed analysis of how the Federal Reserve's approach to inflation, interest rates, and financial regulation has Initially, in the 1960s, the focus was heavily on managing inflation and stimulating growth through adjusting interest rates. However, as the decades progressed and the economy faced various crises, including the oil shocks of the 1970s, the high inflation and stagflation periods, to the more recent financial crisis of 2008, the Federal Reserve's tactics evolved. Tools such as quantitative easing and unconventional monetary policies became part of its arsenal. Blinder meticulously dissects these policy shifts, exploring their rationale, implementation, and the debates they sparked within economic circles. This section highlights the flexibility and adaptability of monetary policy in response to changing economic conditions and underscores its crucial role in aiming for economic stability and growth. Secondly, fiscal policy dynamics. The shifts in fiscal policy from 1961 to 2021 under various administrations are examined with acute attention to how taxation, government spending, and budget deficits have been managed. Blinder navigates through the fiscal landscapes of different presidencies, from the tax cuts of the Reagan era aimed at stimulating growth through Reaganomics, to the surpluses of the Clinton years, and onto the significant budget deficits that marked the post-2000 era. This analysis is particularly revealing in understanding how fiscal responsibility and stimulus have oscillated in priority depending on the political and economic climates. Blinder also dives deep into the Great Recession's stimulus measures and the fiscal response to the COVID-19 pandemic, illustrating how crises have historically prompted significant increases in government spending to support economic recovery. Through this discourse, the intricate balancing act of fiscal policy between stimulating economic activity and containing budget deficits is thoroughly articulated, showcasing its pivotal role in shaping economic outcomes. Thirdly, the interplay between monetary and fiscal policies. One of the central themes of Blinder's work is the complex interplay between monetary and fiscal policies and how their coordination, or lack thereof, has impacted the U.S. economy. Blinder elucidates on periods where these policies were at odds, such as during the late 1970s and early 1980s, where tight monetary policy aimed at curbing inflation contrasted sharply with expansive fiscal policies. Conversely, the post-2008 era, especially in response to the financial crisis and later during the COVID-19 pandemic, saw more harmonious application of both monetary and fiscal levers to mitigate economic downturns. This synergy, or tension, between the two policy domains is critical in understanding their effectiveness in economic management. Through detailed historical accounts, Blinder presents a nuanced view of how policy coherence or conflict has influenced economic stability, growth, and the broader implications for income inequality and financial health of the nation. Fourthly, economic crises and policy responses. Alan S. Blinder's narrative is punctuated with detailed analyses of how different economic crises were met with specific policy responses. Each crisis, from the stagflation of the 1970s, the dot-com bubble burst at the turn of the millennium, to the 2008 financial crisis, and most recently, the COVID-19 pandemic, presented unique challenges that demanded tailored policy responses. Blinder assesses the efficacy of these responses, discussing the lessons learned and sometimes the missed opportunities. Notably, the 2008 financial crisis section underscores the crucial role of both monetary and fiscal interventions in preventing a total economic collapse. While the COVID-19 pandemic chapters delve into the unprecedented government spending aimed at sustaining the economy through lockdowns and restricted activity. These crisis narratives not only illustrate the adaptability and evolution of policy tools, but also reflect on the critical need for timely and appropriate policy action in the face of economic adversity. Lastly, future directions for monetary and fiscal policy. In the concluding sections of the book, Blinder turns his gaze towards the future, contemplating the next steps for monetary and fiscal policy in an ever-changing economic landscape. He discusses the rising challenges such as climate change, growing income inequality, and the implications of an increasingly interconnected global economy. Blinder argues for a more nuanced approach to policy, making that considers the long-term impacts on sustainability, equity, and economic stability. He stresses the importance of innovation in policy tools and cooperation both domestically and internationally to address these evolving challenges. This forward-looking perspective not only rounds off an expansive historical analysis, but also sets the stage for continued discourse on how best to navigate the complexities of monetary and fiscal policy in the pursuit of a more equitable and resilient economy. In conclusion, A Monetary and Fiscal History of the United States, 1961 to 2021, is a seminal work that offers a thorough exploration of the United States economic policy landscape over 60 critical years. Alan S. Blinder's in-depth analysis makes this book an essential read for economists, policymakers, students, and anyone with a keen interest in understanding the dynamics of economic policy and its palpable effects on society. The book not only chronicles past policy decisions, but also stimulates thinking about future directions in economic policymaking. By dissecting the successes and failures of monetary and fiscal policies, Blinder equips readers with insights that can foster a more informed dialogue about how best to navigate the complexities of the economy. Ultimately, this book benefits individuals by elucidating the significant role that policy decisions play in shaping economic outcomes, and by urging towards a more nuanced and proactive approach to policymaking in the face of future challenges. If you would like to support Alan S. Blinder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.